بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brothers and sisters, salam alaikum. These days, Islamic Republic of Iran is celebrating its 21st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. And the topic. Before I start to say some sentences, I thank you and appreciate the attempt of the brothers of Abangash for holding this valuable ceremony. And the topic that he has chosen for the ceremony is very nice. And I thank you, all of you, that pay attention to my words. We are living in an era that witnessing most of the news and information are incorrect and even fraudulent. After the aftermath of September 11th, that we hear now a lot, Western media began to publicize negatively whatever they could and with all their means against Islam and Muslims, in which dramatically caused the hatefulness in the Western nations' public opinion against the divine religion of Islam. The inimically American propaganda has affected European and American public opinion and their understanding of Islam negatively and has caused a spreading of negative position taken by them against Muslims. Western media have introduced a fatal portrait of Islam that it falsely represents Muslims as a cruel people with an extraordinary extremist ideology. There is no doubt that their objective by presenting this such portrait of Islam and Muslims and giving false information about Islam culture, customs and orders and commands is to mislead the Western nations' public opinion. Muslims around the world have experienced very often insult and offensive publications against Islam and its prophet, peace be upon him, published by the Western medias and justifying that as freedom of expression and publication. The spiteful policy of Western media have misled and urged the American and European nations to believe that some extremist armed groups such as Al-Qaeda are representing Muslims and Islam. Connecting this such a group to Islam and Muslim is aiming to carry a fear, aversion, negativity toward Islam and Muslims. Unfortunately, those who have no other source of information except Western media would accept their spiteful and baseless news and publications. Definitely, this way of negativity will not just affect Islam, but also Islamic Republic of Iran as the only religious and Islamic system in the world today. Victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979 has been recognized as the most significant political development in the contemporary history of the Middle East and Islamic world. Victory of Islamic Revolution that was achieved by the great leadership of Imam Khomeini resulted in the termination of oppressive king system in Iran in disorganized the international regional and internal political equation. in the matter of 31 year after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we are experiencing that United States and other Western countries, by all their might and means, political, economic, sometimes military, etc., have tried to defeat Islamic Revolution in Iran. They imposed 8 years of war through their puppet regime of Saddam on Iran, imposing economic sanction, still is in effect, employing terrorist groups along with all kind of medias to prevent progress of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Years ago, Erwin Toffler, a famous American thinker with regard to the role of media and their negative psychological and social effect on the public opinion, pointed out that the future wars are in the hand of media, and their effects are even more deathful than military weapons bullets. If we look at the Western medias, we can see their policy against the Islamic Revolution of Iran for Iranian people. What is their aim, target? First, to carry out pessimism on the Iranian public opinion against the government. Second, to carry it to represent the United States as the world leader. Third, increase false national expectation. And fourth, encourage disturbance in the country and also cultural invasion. Western media policy all over the world against the Islamic Republic of Iran could be summarized as follows. First, introducing a terrifying portrait of Islam and Islamic Republic of Iran to the world, as well as regional public opinion, and intimidate people from the Islamic Republic of Iran as an extremist follower of Islam. Second, portray Iran as an axis of evil and a country that causes insecurity in the region and war, and encourage any possible power to put pressure on Iran. Third, inspiration a false belief that religion is not capable to run a country, and that the Islamic Republic of Iran is not legitimate. Fourth, presenting an idealistic portrait of the America and of the American liberal democratic values against Islamic values. Fifth, inspire the idea of war against Iran. Obviously, there is no comparison in terms of number between impartial world and Western news media and those who are, on the other hand, honest and right. Therefore, at the present time, it seems so hard, and in some cases maybe impossible, to convince public opinion of what is right and what is wrong, even though we all should do our best to transmit the correct and reliable information and news to the world public opinion. Thank you for listening.